Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And on this show and every show, every week, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to create and cause oneness inside and out. To support you in realizing that you're a wonderful emanation of the spark of God, the divine power, and all that is. And it is my pleasure to serve you today and every day. On today's show, I'm joyfully going to introduce my guest, Tina Daly. She's an angel therapy practitioner and medium. She's a Reiki master teacher and integrated energy therapy master instructor. As well, she is a licensed spiritual counselor of Agape International Spiritual Center here in Los Angeles. But before we start our interview with Tina, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my journey. My own journey with the angels, as Tina is going to come later on and speak about her own experiences with the angels. About 5.5 years ago, during my healing process with lupus, while healing myself, my mind, body, and soul, I had a mystical spiritual awakening. I woke up and I awakened to the God within me, my true self, my higher self, and as well, I awakened to the angels of love, the angels of God, the angels of healing, the angels of guidance, the angels that are all around us, the unseen. I awakened to them. I awakened as I was able to realize them, as I started to hear them guiding me, as I started to feel their presence all around me, and as I occasionally saw them in my mind's eye. I awakened to their love as they expressed their love to me, in me, and through me to others. I'm going to share with you some of their guidance as they expressed to me. Their guidance was and still to this day is, we love you. They express their love for us in many different ways. As they express our their love to us through me, through Tina, through other human beings, they guide us. They guide us through radio. They guide us through TV. They guide us through our dreams, through newspapers and magazines. How do they guide us? As we ask questions, as we pray upon the angels of God, simply knowing that our prayers are answered. In the present moment is key. Always living in the present moment. For the angels are not bound by time and space. They are all around us, guiding us, loving us. The scent of fresh flowers, the scent of beauty, the scent of peace and joy as they reveal themselves to us, morning and night, every moment, every day, all year round, are the angels present with us. Have you ever, as a child, thought about the angels? Have you ever, as a child, dreamed about the angels? Have you ever, as a child, spoke to the angels? It does not matter if you're a child or not. Angels speak to all. Children, adults, the elderly, they love us. As I know it through my own experience, they do healing as well as we surrender, as we let go of our egos and of our expectations and attachments to the past and the future and bring our awareness into the present moment. The angels heal us inside and out. They teach us, they guide us, they assist us, they protect us. Yes, as we can ask the angels to surround and protect us, they do. As we can ask the angels to fill us up with their love and their light, and so they do. I invite you right now to close your eyes in the present moment. Take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah, allowing yourself really to be present. Know that love exists in the present moment. Know that fun and rejoicing and oneness takes place in the present moment. Allowing the wisdom within me, within Tina, and within you all, creating oneness here. Know that as I am your guide on this show, so is Tina. And know that you are our guide as the way you respond to us in your own consciousness. So I invite you right here, right now, to open up to receive all the beauty, all the love, and all the presence of all the angels, God, and all of our spiritual mentors in the present moment, allowing healing, inspiration, transformation, and fun to take place. So one more time, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. Ah, wonderful. Fantastic. We are in the present moment. And in the present moment, I'm honored and delighted to reintroduce to you my special guest, Tina Daly. Again, she's an angel therapy practitioner and medium. She's a Reiki master teacher and integrated energy therapy master instructor. As if that's not all enough, she's also a licensed spiritual counselor of Agape International Spiritual Center. Her website is www.tinamariedaly.com. And so, without further ado, I'm going to invite our guest, Tina. Are you on the line?
Yes. Hi
Tina.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Before we start, you know, I forgot. How I met Tina actually was about a year ago. I went to one of her workshops with a friend of mine, and I immediately connected to her beautiful, sincere, authentic energy. And a year later, here she is. Talk about the law of attraction.
Yes.
So, Tina, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started first? How about you tell us how you became an angel therapy practitioner?
Sure. I, ever since I was a little girl, used to see angels, talk to angels. I don't think I quite knew what it was that I was doing, but it led me on a search throughout my life to always kind of look for more and study more, and I, throughout my time in New York where I grew up, was studying many different religions and faiths, and then moving out here to Los Angeles, I went on this soul-searching journey where I learned about Doreen Virtue, who, as many of you know, is a famous psychic, medium, author, all about the angels.
Yes, she's awesome. She's awesome.
And I took her course, her week-long certification course, and it changed my life, and it explained all the things that I had been experiencing my whole life as a child, and really put names to things that I wasn't aware of.
Mm, beautiful. Going back to what you said about as a child you used to speak and see angels.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've had this experience, I've had this experience, but perhaps many of our listeners have not had this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you guide them as to how they can connect to the angels, how they can speak, or how they can see the angels?
Sure. Well, first off, it's just really being open and having that intention of openness. and having the understanding that angels don't appear to everyone in the same way.
Mm.
So it may come across as a feeling. It may be a sparkle of light, a sparkle of color with the eyes open or closed. It could be through a book falling off the shelf in a bookstore.
Mm.
So the first thing is just understanding. It doesn't mean that there's this being with wings that appears at your side. It could. But having that understanding that it can come in any way, that opens the door for it to kind of come as maybe a gut feeling, maybe a sight out of the side of your eye or in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And just being open to all those different ways for it to appear, that would be the first step.
I love what you said, being open, allowing, right, and not judging.
Yes.
Not judging what they look like.
Right.
How do they look like to you?
Well, that's why I've talked to so many people that don't realize when they see little colors in their eyes or around the room, that's how I see the archangels. I see them in colors. When I see a blue-purple light, I know that's Archangel Michael. Or if I get, like, a hot flash physically, I know that's Archangel Michael. And I have seen more of an angel with wings in my mind's eye, like you were talking earlier in your introduction.
Yeah.
And then it's also the more you practice, you learn who's who by just that gut feeling where you just ask in your mind, oh, well, who is this color? And then what name pops in?
Right, right. I hear you. So I don't see colors. I'm mostly auditory and kinesthetic and visual. So do they only show themselves as specific colors? Does each archangel have their own specific color?
Yeah, each archangel has their own color. But again, sometimes, I mean, I've had clients or students that have said, oh, well, Michael appears to me as a white light. So it's all just a guideline. And that's why you always want to kind of check within your own inner being for who it is. But for me, the archangels appear in colors. Or a feeling, and or just this knowing. I'll just know, oh, Archangel Metatron is with me right now. I'll see, a rainbow color, and so I have my associations with colors or just that gut feeling. And then sometimes I actually do see the visions of, in my mind, what they look like, and there's just this knowing, oh, that's Michael.
Sure, sure. Being open and being trusting. And you also mentioned that you see clients.
Yes.
Do you teach your clients how to see and perceive angels, or do you do readings? What is it that you do with your
Yeah, clients? That's actually my whole kind of mission, is to help others open up that ability within themselves, because we all can do this. And so I'll have a client come for a reading, and an angel reading basically is an intuitive reading where I see, I hear, I feel your angels, and they give me information and guidance and direction for my client's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have classes where I introduce through meditations and exercises ways for my clients or my students to tune in and get information for themselves. And it's an amazing thing to see and witness a client or a student get information and be so surprised.
Mm, that's beautiful. Actually, yeah, I did have an amazing experience in your workshop last year. It was very different. I think the collective energy
mm-hmm.
in that room where you facilitate makes a big difference, a huge difference, rather than one being by themselves. I just felt a different energy there.
Yes.
And so you said that with your clients, you tap into their angels, not your own angels.
Well, I tap into my angels as well. And, you know, in all sincerity, it's all one presence anyway.
Right.
But whereas I always work with Archangel Michael and Raphael, they'll come through, but then I may see an angel or an ascended master or a guide that isn't specifically mine that'll come through to make themselves known to my client.
And so, you know, again, I know much about this, you know, but their listeners, let's clarify and be more specific about things for
mm-hmm.
them. And so what is the difference between an angel and a guide?
Okay, well, an angel is a messenger, if you will, a being of light that, like the archangels, for example, they've never taken human form. Though there are two that have been human that reached such a high vibration in their life with their service that they became archangels. But for the most part, archangels are just pure light, never had a human incarnation.
And which two are those that, which two have had human experience?
Yeah, Archangel Metatron and Archangel Sandalphon. And if you notice, too, all the other archangels, it's have E-L at the end of the name, Shamuel, Raphael, Michael, because that means of God.
Wow.
And then Sandalphon and Metatron, the only two that were actual humans at one time, they don't have that at the end of their name. And
okay.
They're biblical characters. They were known, I believe, as Enoch and Elijah at one time in the Bible. So that's one differentiation, whereas guides may have been human at some point and then crossed the veil and were of such an evolved spirit that then they took on the roles of being a messenger, being someone that guides and directs, but doesn't have that same quality, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And all of their intention is to guide us, love us,
exactly.
Support us.
And serve us. And they just want us to ask for their help because they can't interfere with our free will.
Sure. And how can one ask for? Is there a specific way? Is there a special prayer? Does it come from the heart?
Michelle, it's so simple. It's literally, you don't even have to know who it is or what they look like or where they are. It can be as simple as angels help. Or, you know, it's not like they speak the English language. You could just feel it or think it or just have that moment of surrender where you're asking for some guidance, for some light, for some clarification. And the minute that we ask it, ask, it's there. They're waiting for us to ask.
Absolutely. This has been my experience. I love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ask them to find me parking space.
Yes.
It's awesome. How does
And it works, right?
It absolutely works.
And it's people,
amazing.
I have a lot of clients that have said that, and there's this philosophy that people think that they don't want to ask something like that because they're holding out for something more important. And that right there is kind of a form of limitation. You know, you can ask anything big and small. You don't run out of wishes, if you will. And again, that's I do that all the time. And it can be that small as needing a parking spot.
Yes, and it's always manifested.
Yes.
It's amazing. For the people out there, you lovely beings, if you doubt, fine, but try it. Surrender, try it, go for it, allow it.
Yes.
And see the miracles, see the unexpected, feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you also work with children?
A little bit. That's seeming to be a little bit more in my future. I have a lot of children in my family, but they're back in New York, so whenever I go to New York, I end up seeing a lot of them, and they're always asking me all about this. And all about the work. And children are so wonderful because they're so open to angels and they don't censor or edit what they're saying, feeling, or thinking. So it can be so powerful. And I've had some clients that have brought me to me their children. But right now it's not, I welcome it. But right now it's been more adults or teenagers, but not small children as of yet.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I have two kids. My son is 13. My daughter is 18. My daughter is very intuitive. She's totally into the angels and all that,
mm-hmm.
The unseen. She, you know, sometimes I see her just, like, talking to herself, and I'll ask her, what are you doing? She's like, I'm talking to my angels.
Yeah.
And I really support her, you know? I support her. Let her be. Whatever she's experiencing is magnificent.
That's so important. Because so many of us, I know from, you know, myself and just other angel therapy practitioners or healer friends, we didn't necessarily get that support when we were younger or we had family that didn't know how to deal with it, so it was just not spoke of. And I think that, you know, in this day and age, I love to hear that when you create that support and let them know it is okay, because then they can just utilize that and have it build and grow throughout their lives.
Absolutely. There's so much that we don't know, we haven't tapped to, beyond our human limitations,
mm-hmm.
that once we do, it's another whole realm of possibilities. And so right now I want to touch on, you're a Reiki master teacher.
Yes.
And so you have classes?
I do. I'm actually teaching a class tomorrow, a Reiki 1 class, and I do them ongoing, though. And Reiki is just another thing that really has been an addition to the work that I do. I have an amazing Reiki teacher who has just really helped me use Reiki in all parts of my life. It's a wonderful healing modality that is hands-on, so the healing, the vibration of healing and light comes through my hands. And I bless my food, I bless the space that I'm in, I bless myself using the Reiki energy. And then in turn, you know, I have clients that come where I actually facilitate the healing. So if there's something physically going on with someone and they need healing, emotionally, mentally, it really balances, aligns, clears, and heals.
Absolutely. I'm a Reiki practitioner also, 1 and 2, but not a master.
Mm-hmm.
For our listeners out there, again, that may not, you know, specifically know what Reiki is, I heard you say that you bless your food, you bless yourself.
Yes.
Okay, how do you bless the food and how do you bless yourself so that our listeners can also participate in blessing their surroundings, their own beings?
Mm-hmm. Whether you're a Reiki practitioner or not, you can do this. And I learned this from Doreen Virtue. You know, our food in particularly, we have the capacity to raise the vibration of it by just holding that intention, holding our hands over our food and asking that it be blessed to its source, that it be cleared of any impurities. And then just holding the consciousness of gratitude. It's similar to the philosophy of Dr. Emoto's The Hidden Messages of Water, where he exposed water to people praying around it, the vibration of love, and then he exposed the water to fighting and anger. And then when he took pictures of these, the love and the prayer around the water turned into beautiful crystals, whereas the opposite, it was just disformed and discolored. And so that's kind of scientific evidence right there, that holding the consciousness over our food, we can raise it, and then what we're putting into ourselves, what we're eating, has a higher vibration. And then if you do Reiki, you can do the Reiki symbols or just hold the intention of healing as well. So whether you do Reiki or not, you can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with me on my body. I'll place my hand on my heart or my belly or somewhere and either do Reiki or just hold that intention of healing.
Beautiful. So now you're saying that we can bless the water. You know, I bless the water, bless the food and everything. Why do we need our hands? Can't we just use the power of our intention, the power of our soul, and give the attention without our hands?
Yes, absolutely, because it's all just intention.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just hold, just hold gratitude around yourself or a particular person or food or water.
Mm-hmm.
We have hand chakras. We have chakras in our hand. So that's just an added touch to kind of hold your hand over it.
Right, right. For me, my hands are God's hands, you know, making a difference here on this planet Earth. And we can do so much with our hands.
Yes.
And, putting it over the food is an added addition that God is working through me, through my hands, to bless the unification.
That's beautiful.
So you mentioned that you have your Reiki class tomorrow.
Yes.
Is there still room for people that may be listening, that may be encouraged?
Yeah, and it's the first level. It's Reiki 1.
Okay.
So, if anyone was interested or just wanted more information, they can email me or call me. I'd be more than happy to explain exactly what's in the agenda for the day.
Okay.
It's very transforming. It transformed my life.
Absolutely. So tell us your email address and the contact number.
Please. Yes. My email address is Tina Marie Daly, and Daly is D-A-L-Y, at yahoo.com. And I can be reached at 818-749-1964.
Beautiful. Reintroducing our guest, our special guest, for those who may have just joined us. We're speaking to Tina Daly, who's an angel therapy practitioner and medium, Reiki master teacher, and integrated energy therapy master instructor. And she's also a licensed spiritual counselor of Agape International Spiritual Center. Her website is www.tinamariedaly.com. Beautiful. So tell us about integrated energy therapy. What is that? I actually haven't heard much about that.
Okay. Yeah, it's also known as IET, integrated energy therapy, and there's a man named Stephen Sayer, and he channeled this message, and Archangel Ariel is the angel that gave Stephen this information. Stephen was a Reiki practitioner and was loving Reiki, but started to want something more. And so IET, I believe, works really well with Reiki. Basically, it also works with the angels, which, of course, I love. And it pulls blocks out of your four bodies. So not just the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And that's how I feel it works really well with Reiki, where Reiki is very healing, very balancing. The IET is pulling any blocks, any debris, mm-hmm. anything standing in your way at a cellular level.
How are you getting it out? Through your hands? Through your intention?
Yeah. Again, it's a hands-on modality. And mm-hmm. what I love about it is if you look in some of the manuals, Archangel Ariel even says, you know, it's not me doing the work or the practitioner, obviously. It's spirit. It's the angels. And using our hands gives us something to do. Yeah, I love it.
Gives us something to do. I love that.
Yeah. But the benefit of actually going through using the hands, it deals with pressure points on the body because we store different things in different parts of our body. And so by applying pressure to these pressure points, it tells the mental, the emotional, the spiritual bodies to release something that's blocking. And so by using our hands, again, coming back to those hand chakras, we can feel when the release is done and then the next step we can move on to. We can also feel, in, you know, messages or whatever that person's processing that could help aid in their healing as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, as a child, I mean, I recently got this, that as a child, every time I had a tummy ache, my mm-hmm. stomach ache, I unconsciously put my right hand over my stomach,
mm-hmm.
and it would heal. And I had no clue what I'm doing. Nobody ever taught me. Nobody in my family ever talked about angels and healing. None of that stuff. I experienced all of this through my healing through my disease, my lupus. And just recently, I got it that it was all unconscious, how I placed my hand over my stomach, and just wanted comforting, wanted healing, and it happened. So anyone out there can do this. It's
yes.
not limited. You don't have to have a certificate, right?
Yes, that's the beauty of it, is just knowing that we have all the answers within us,
mm-hmm.
and all of God's qualities are within us. So all of the healing, all of the strength, all of the power. And that's why our gut instinct, when something hurts, is to put our hand on it. Mm-hmm. And so if we could just in our minds recognize we have that inner ability and really be grateful for it and use it, then we can be guided in an even deeper, more fulfilling way and a more healing way in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate how over and over you mention gratitude.
Yes.
So important. So important to be grateful, to really be in the present moment, in gratitude at all that we have, focusing on all that we have, not on what we don't have,
mm-hmm.
right? And what
yes.
does that do? What does that do? In your experience, when you extend your gratitude to all that is,
mm-hmm.
what happens to you?
It multiplies, and mm-hmm. both Doreen Virtue and Reverend Michael Beckwith two of my major teachers in my life have both reiterated that on and on, and I can't stress it enough. Michael Beckwith says, nothing new can come into our lives without gratitude. And so by blessing what we have and being grateful for that which is in our life opens the door for more of it to come into our lives. Like you mentioned before, the law of attraction, we draw to us, we attract to us that which we are. So we can, like you said, think about what we don't have and then get more of that, mm-hmm. or look at what we do have and bring more of that into our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Every day I have a gratitude session for myself. I teach my children every time they start complaining to direct their focus on everything that they have, everything that life has provided for them. You know, even those beautiful people out there, your troubles, yes, you know, dis-ease, yes. But sit down. If you sit down and really bring your attention to the present moment, just take out a piece of paper right now and just write down everything that you're grateful for. You'll see how big this list is.
Yes.
It just dissolves all the weakness and all the negativity, right?
Yes.
And all the complaining. And I appreciate that you keep re-mentioning the power of gratitude. So important. I'd like you to tell all the listeners about everything that you do really briefly, that if you have if you see clients, classes, what are your offerings at this time?
Okay. Well, everything that I do is just surrounded by the angels. And so, obviously, like I said, I do an angel readings. I also do mediumship readings, and that could be in the same reading where I can contact those on the deceased loved ones on the other side that may have a message for you. I combine the Reiki, the IET, the integrated energy therapy, and use of crystals. I use crystals in my healing to physically, emotionally, and mentally help my clients. Mm-hmm. And in with their body temples as well as their overall spirit. And I do combination things where I will do energy work and then do a reading after. So I'll like package it up so people can feel the difference and then get messages as well. And I teach. I teach connecting with your angels workshops. I teach the different healing modalities if someone wants to do the healing, the Reiki, the IET, and then the spiritual counseling. I'm a licensed counselor at Agape. So that, again, is just helping someone kind of get clarity about their life, all areas of their lives, to help really support them. And a lot of what we do at Agape is anchored in prayer, but it's affirmative prayer. So it's recognizing in the moment what is happening now, because that's really all it is happening. And so praying from that place to open up opportunities for those that are looking for them.
Always in the present moment is where we're really connected.
Yeah.
We know the oneness with the spirit and all that there is. You mentioned that you work with crystals.
Yes.
Tell us about the power of crystals.
The crystals are just known to amplify energy. So whether you sit and meditate and hold a crystal in your hand, or which I do, but then with my clients, I actually will place the crystals on their body, on their chakras, or on a place of their body or near their body where they might be feeling some pain. And that just assists in the healing process, and it amplifies it, so it speeds it up in a more direct way. And then, you know, I incorporate that in my classes, and I have an angel healing circle that we meet every week, as well as a teleclass by phone where we'll talk about crystals or teach about crystals.
Mm-hmm. And so do you use different types of crystals or just the clear ones?
Yes.
I'm
learning more about them every day as well, and essential oils too. I mean, all of these things that aid in the healing process. So I use many, many different kinds, that some of them that coordinate with the different chakras of the body, or just those that I'm guided to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you use your intuition and with the angels.
Yeah, I have many. If you're looking at my space right now, I have many, many crystals everywhere, big, small, you know, everything from amethyst to agate to clear quartz to sodalite, you name it.
Wow. And is it true that crystals absorb the negative energy in the room and within a person?
Yes, that's another way they can really be helpful is, like I keep some by my bed. I obviously have a lot in the room where I'm doing healing because they can really absorb and transmute any lower energies or any toxins that are being released. So then it's important, too, to make sure we clean our crystals by putting them in salt and water, by charging them, by putting them outside in the moonlight or the sunlight. And it just depends. And you learn this from either your intuition, seeing what that crystal needs, or there's tons of literature out there as well so that you can see how to cleanse your crystals and keep
right.
them highly charged for your meditation and for your healing work.
Right. Now, you said that you have many different kinds of crystals in your room.
Yes.
So I'm a highly sensitive person, and if I go into a room with that many crystals, I actually go off balance.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. No, it is interesting for me because I actually go out of balance and I have to exit. I have to leave the room. This has happened to me several times where I've entered a room that a healer has many different ones and it was just like too overpowering for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave. Has that ever happened to anyone that you know?
It's happened to me in a crystal store where all it is crystals, where
mm-hmm.
I've had to walk outside to kind of get a breath before I could go back in. And I think that's just the intensity of the energy.
Right.
The way I have them in my space is very spread out, and they're all cleansed whenever anyone comes in. And the intention is just to balance and heal whoever is in the space. So many times, if you're not feeling very centered, it could be because the crystals are centering you, and that's the uncomfort that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, but that's been my experience as well.
That's a possibility. All things are possible.
Yes.
And we are talking about all things are possible with angels and the Reiki.
Yes.
And prayer and being in the present moment. Now, you also work with essential oils.
Yes.
Yeah, do you do this? Do you work with oils during your Reiki healings, or how?
Yeah. Well, I use them for myself also, and then depending if I have a client that has any allergies, but I ask them beforehand. Their essential oils are known to be extremely transforming and healing and aid in the healing process as well. So I'll either have them on my hand, or I'll just pick one that I'm guided to place on my client's hands or feet, or maybe on their heart chakra or their third eye chakra or their temples. And again, it's just, you know, whatever I'm guided to, or what the client is asking for, what their intention is or what they're experiencing.
Right. I'm really inspired by you. Like, I want to make an appointment. I'm not kidding. I'm like, wow, in a session I'm going to get the angels, I'm going to get the Reiki, I'm going to get this and that. It's beautiful, all that you have to offer.
It's
so
exciting.
What?
I said it's exciting.
It is exciting, and it's very obvious that you enjoy what you're doing.
I do. That's why I'm always learning more. Like the essential oils, that's fairly new for me, so I'm still learning, and I'm excited about it, and I just try to learn a new oil every day. Same thing with the crystals. Just pick one a day and learn about it, and that's how I work with the angels or the other teachers. Like, let me learn about someone new and tune into their energy so that I can keep growing as well.
Pick one every day.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That just resonated with me. We
yeah.
don't have to know it all at once.
Exactly. So it's just like pick one a day and just read about it. And then, you know, what's always helped me is go into meditation and tune into that crystal or that angel. And so you'll get messages from your own, from your inner teachers.
Right. So, you know, I meditate, like, all throughout the day. I have meditation classes. But what I run into with people, and I'm sure there's many people listening out there, you beautiful, gorgeous people, is that people have so much resistance or blockages to meditating that they actually run away.
Mm-hmm.
What guidance, what insight do you have for people regarding meditation?
I totally agree with you, because that's been my experience, and I've gone through periods where even I have struggled with meditation, and I think it's because of that I have a new understanding. And the first part of it is to not look at it as a chore or something that you have to do, but something that you get to do. I also look at it as that's my time to hang out with spirit, to hang out with the angels. I'm courting the beloved presence. And so sometimes it's just changing how we look at it. Also, to not judge it. And that's kind of been what I think is the most important. Not every meditation is going to be that blissed, peaceful state. Sometimes the mind is going to go and go and go. But be okay with it. Just say, okay, listen to the thought. Thank it for sharing, and then move back to the breath or move back to the music or whatever it is that you're focusing on, and then let it go, move on to the next moment. I got into, you know, the problem of judging my meditations. One was really good, one was not good. It all just is. And so by letting ourselves off the hook and just being present, whatever it looks like, can help us just move through it.
Right. Practicing isness is what I call it.
I like
practicing
that.
What is, practicing isness. It just is. The thought is. The present moment is. Right?
Yeah.
Even the judgment is.
Is.
What meaning are we giving to all of this?
Exactly.
Why do we create meanings for everything? Let us stop that and free ourselves. Right?
Yeah, I love that, because you are 100% right. If we could just let go and be.
Let go and be and save ourselves and free ourselves. I love what you said. Just like we hang out with our friends, we hang out watching TV, eating popcorn, let us hang out with ourselves.
Yes.
in quiet time. Just get to know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
What are we all about? Right?
And that's the way, too, to really strengthen our connection to ourselves as well as to the angels. When I have clients that say, well, I want to see angels more. I want to communicate with angels. Well, I mean, I really believe it begins in meditation. That's where we anchor that space and that presence, and we get to that place of being so centered that we can hear and see and feel the messages.
Mm-hmm. And know that we are not alone.
Yes.
We are surrounded by love and beauty. It is. It is. Tina, tell us about your angel healing circles. What are those about?
Those are wonderful. I have a partner, Mark Mezzadorian. He's also an angel therapy practitioner, and him and I work really well together. And we do a weekly healing circle in Los Angeles, where we tune into a different angel or teacher or ascended master each week and do guided meditations, exercises to help, again, people tune into their angels and receive messages for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do it weekly by phone for those that aren't in the Los Angeles area, because I have a lot of clients all over the country.
Teleclasses, right?
Online. Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's just we're not in person. We're all on the phone. But you would think, you know, it really works wonderfully.
Tina, what is your mission? What is your purpose in this life?
My mission is to really bridge the gap between this world and the next, to really help others find fulfillment in their lives and find that inner peace within and communicate with themselves and the angels, to let people know that there is an infinite universe that is available to us by just what is our intention. And so just helping guide people to a deeper part of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you're very clear about your mission, about your purpose. So for our listeners out there that day in and day out, they just go to work, they're not fulfilled, they're not happy, they really want to know what their true heart's desire, their sole purpose is on this planet Earth. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you became so clear about your purpose. Well, when did it happen? Did you have like an epiphany or was it gradual?
Well, it started by actually a time of struggle, and it was the biggest blessing. I didn't feel it at the time, but I originally came out to Los Angeles to be an actress, and the minute I came out here, I just, it wasn't the same as New York, and I just kind of lost the passion and still kept at it, but things just were not working out, and I was really struggling, and I wouldn't let go, and all of this set me on this search to find out, well, if I don't act, what do I do? Who am I? Where is my place in the world? And through a lot of emotion and struggling, that's when I was on my knees, like in surrender. Well, what's out there for me? And that's when I started studying the Eastern religions and found Agape, a spiritual center, and started taking classes and then got into a meditation group. And so each thing led me to the next. And then I found out about Doreen. And so then all of a sudden, all the pieces of my life started to come together. Why the struggle was important, how acting has helped me, how struggling can be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So finding your purpose, your mission, is actually a process.
Yes.
A process of unfoldment.
Yeah.
As revelations took place, as you learned about one thing to another. So there is no pressure, people.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to have all the answers right now. We're here. It's a journey. We're growing. This is a school. This is life. Let us enjoy in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And let us all find our passions in life by attuning to our true selves in the present moment. So, Tina, can you give us your website, your information, everything one more time? So
yes.
People can connect to you.
My website is, just so you know, it is under construction. Right now it's just a page, but if you check back, it is on its way up. I have someone working on it. And it's www.tinamariedaily.com. My email is tinamariedaily@yahoo.com. And my number, 818-749-1964. And if you're interested, I do have an angel circle coming up December 15th. It's on love and forgiveness with Saint Nick for the holidays, as well as Archangel Raphael. And then I have my other classes, so you can just call me or write me, and I can explain to you all the upcoming events.
Beautiful. So you have the Reiki 1 tomorrow?
Reiki 1's tomorrow. Reiki 2 is December 9th, which is next Sunday. And then December 15th at noon is an angel healing circle. And my teleclass is weekly.
Beautiful. And your which one is at the Many Paths bookstore?
Thank you for reminding me. I have a holiday angel workshop this Sunday. I can't believe I almost forgot. So not tomorrow, but Sunday. It's Holidays with the Angels at Many Paths bookstore, because I do readings there as well. And it is at 3:30 this Sunday, where we'll be connecting with the angels, getting messages to prepare us for the holidays and being around family.
And this is in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's in North Hollywood.
Okay. And I just have a spontaneous question for you. Do you do prayers for people that they call you, you know, just call you for prayers? Do you do that?
Yes, I do. It's a big part of my work at Agape. I work the prayer ministry once or twice a month, as well as, you know, I always tell my clients, if you need prayer, call me, because I believe that prayer is everything.
Mm. Why is it so important?
Because we recognize, like you said before, what is. We recognize and we are anchored in the present moment, and in the present moment we have all that we need. And so if we just remain in that place, recognizing who we are as infinite beings, blessing ourselves and acknowledging the good, then we can open the doors to the possibilities that we've been searching for and realize that they're here right now, happening right now.
Right here, right now.
Yes.
Infinite love exists.
Yes.
Infinite peace, infinite joy, infinite healing, infinite possibilities is right here, right now.
Yes.
Our time is up, Tina. Thank you so much for being present with us, sharing all of your knowledge, all of your beauty, all of your wisdom, all of your love. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And again, Tina Daly, www.tinamariedaly.com. Thank you very much, Tina. I wish you many, many blessings in your mission in life. I know that every moment that you're making a difference in people's lives, and I really appreciate your presence.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and I send you angels and love as well so that your show continues to prosper.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so this is Infinite Love Radio for this week. Infinite love is present right here where I am, right where you are, right where Tina is, right where we all are. Let us all open up ourselves to the divine presence of love right where we are. I invite you to take a deep breath in, breathing in infinite love into every cell in your being. Yes. Breathe it in. Be one with it. And breathe out infinite love and give it out to the whole world, for we are all one. Yes, we are all one. Uniting in the present moment, uniting it as energy, uniting as consciousness, uniting as souls, uniting as divine presence right here, right now. I appreciate you. Next week on our show, Mitra Rafa is an intuitive spiritual teacher, singer, songwriter, and ordained minister. If you want to check her out till next week, her website is www.voiceofmitra.com. And don't forget to visit my healing practice website, www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, this is Michelle Morovati. Thank you for being present. I love you. I appreciate you. You're worthy. You're deserving of living a magnificent life. Know this in your heart as you open up your heart to love, to the isness, to the oneness. You are truly beautiful. You are truly wise. You are who you are as the presence of the divine. Thank you. Have a beautiful week till we touch again next week. Good day.